Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, sorry about that, guys. If anybody was listening to the dead air before I got on right now, thought the show was set for an hour from now, but I guess somehow it changed and gave me the next available slot or something. I don't know what happened. Shane will be calling in momentarily, guys, so that's all good in the hood. Tonight, we're pretty much just going to be talking about our new show that we're going to be doing and what ideas we have for it, what ideas for names we have for it. You know, just random things like that. Besides that, yeah. I've been off this weekend. I've had a great weekend, been grilling out. Weather here has been decent. You know, I've been having a little fun and whatnot, so that's awesome. We'll catch up with Shane when he comes on. But, yeah, guys, besides that, hope everybody else is doing great. And, yeah, like I said, if anybody was listening to the first probably 3 minutes of this before I got on here, I'm sorry and I apologize for the dead air. But, hey, at least you didn't get one of my weird intros this time or something. But, anyways, before he gets on, like I said, we're going to be doing a new show. It's going to be Roasting the World Presents. Hold on 1 second. I think Shane is on the line. Hey, bro, you on the line?
I am. I'm here.
Hey, man, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I just looked over and saw where it already started, and I was like, oh, shit.
I'm just deathly sober, so we'll see how that goes.
I've never been sober before,
so we'll give it a shot.
Well, I'm stoned enough for the both of us, so we're good.
Yeah, I can dig it. I can dig that.
So what you been up to, man?
Oh, you know, just dorking around. Like, summer's coming around, so it's hot, so I'm just sweaty and fat all the time.
So is there
just
a reason for staying
fat,
sober? Or,
until what's that?
Is there a reason for trying to stay sober, or you just want to try?
You know, I mean, I don't want to, like, totally sober up. I'm still, like, you know, smoking pot and shit, but I had to take a little bit of a break off the liquor, man. I've been drinking every day for, like, quite some time now, and I think my body's sick of my bullshit. So I'm just going to take, like, a week or two off, you know, and, like, let my liver recover a little bit.
It's all getting old, bro.
Like that.
It's all getting old.
Yeah. Yeah, totally, dude. No, and it's rough, man. You hit your 40s, dude. They say that check engine light comes on. It sure does. Boy, like, hangovers last all day now. It's not like a thing till, you know, like 1 or 2 in the afternoon and you're fine when you're young.
Right.
Man, like, I go hard all night and then I feel like shit all day. And it's just that old routine at this point, you know. So I was like, I'd like to get to the point where maybe I just drink on the weekends instead of every fucking day. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't quit drinking entirely, but, yeah, I just need some time off, I think, you know.
But anyways, today's episode pretty much is we're just going to be going over our ideas for the names and our ideas for what our new show is going to be about.
Yeah.
So you've been sending me a lot of great ideas. You want to go ahead and name them off?
Well, I was thinking something along the line of, like, degenerate something, but it's tough because we looked at some of these names that I came up with and people are already using them. You know,
right.
Thinking maybe,
but
like,
I dig the.
You know, and
I dig it.
It would be cool to. It'd be cool to hear from
you
our
what?
Listeners if there's anything, because we've done a little bit of everything. We've done movie reviews. We've done, like, serious shit.
Right.
You know, just bullshit, and, like, it's hard to think of a name until we get the format really nailed down. But I was thinking, like, you know, Degenerate Nation, or, like, you know, something about degenerates, because we totally are, and that's what we have to deliver. You know, that's
right.
What we have to offer. Is the degenerate point of view on any topic. So, and I was thinking, like, whether or not it would be cool to have people be able to call in. Like, we'll probably get the occasional troll, like, you know, like the old public access TV shows used to get all the time. But
right.
Hackers are, you know, that's fun, you know. Like, I think it would be cool if people that actually listen to us can call in and put in their 2 cents on stuff too. But you were saying, like, I don't know if that will really work, because all we'll get is, like, kids in their mom's basement that want to say the N-word real quick and bounce out. You know what I mean? Like, you got to kind of watch out for that. So, I don't know.
Well, like I was saying,
doing a podcast with you, it's like...
Oh, go ahead, man.
You know, it's kind of my first time doing podcasts, too, so... Like, you know,
right.
If anybody out there has any ideas of what we should do, like, hit us up in the comment section, boop, right below, and let us know
right.
what you think, because we'll take any, right, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, any suggestions would be great, and like you were saying with the calling in thing, I'm down for that, but like we were saying, that idea I was telling you, you know, just like maybe the last 15 or 20 minutes of the show have it where they can call in.
Right.
That way
we
can kind of control
Yeah, I think that would be cool, man. Do our thing for a while
right.
and open up the phone. And most of the time, we get calls. I think a lot of people listen to our show after we tape it, not, like, live.
Right.
So we just have to see
That's
how
another
it
thing,
down.
Too.
We may not even get any calls,
right.
you know, because you have to be live for it. So, but it gives people a reason to actually listen to the show while we're taping it live, too, you know. Kind of cool.
And, we got a whole other country listening to us now, too, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We already had a few countries, but, yeah, I mean, holy shit, man. I was going through the stats.
Our worldwide fans. We got people listening in India, people listening in Honduras. It's pretty crazy.
Right, and hold on. There's a few other places. I know there's Mexico, hold on, I can pull this up real quick. Okay, we got silence here. Okay, we got India, United Kingdom, Mexico, and Honduras.
Crazy.
I feel like we missing some. Oh, I think we lost Denmark. We lost Denmark, those motherfuckers.
No.
Y'all ain't allowed back, Denmark. Yeah, y'all can't come back anymore. Y'all don't listen to us.
Yeah, I don't think they even have
okay,
problem.
Yeah, no way. Y'all can listen to us, but y'all don't count on our chart. No way, no. Y'all can count on our chart, but don't listen to us. Yeah, that's right. Fucking Denmark.
Fucking Denmark, dude.
Oh, bro, trip on this. Asian hate crimes has gone up since the whole anti-Asian hate and law passed.
That's it?
Man,
that's
what I'm about to say. I guess it's one of those things like nobody really cared about hating Asians till we're not allowed to hate them anymore.
Just now. that's the thing, man. They put on the news and all these fucking retards are like, oh, I should go hate Asians now. That's the thing to hate. Like, what? Yeah,
right.
I don't even know. Do you think that's like a COVID thing, why it's like that right now? Like, because, you know, obviously COVID came from China, so do you think that's where all the hate's coming from? Because, like, I don't know.
Maybe.
It seems like a weird thing to go after. But
yeah,
it was
like
after 9/11, dude, there was, like, everybody hated any kind of brown people.
Sure. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's always been, like, somebody out there being, you know, like, anti-Asian or something on something, you know what I mean? But, like,
yeah.
You didn't really hear too many, like, hardcore anti-Asian crimes. Like, it took me by surprise when I heard they passed the bill about it.
Yeah.
So that's why I got it. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
World's crazy nowadays.
It sure is, but it's just getting crazier. Every time you think you're about to get a break from the crazy, something else happens.
Right.
Oh, dude, you know, my state's fully opening up next month. On June 30th, Washington's going to open up completely. Like, I think we might start to wear masks, but everything will be back to 100%. Yeah.
So
that's people have gotten vaccinated or whatever. So we'll see if it's too early, though, because I'm a little worried they're going to open up and lock us back down again. Yeah, the numbers will go up, and then we'll have to get locked down again. It'll suck. But we'll see. I mean,
right.
I guess all you can do is trust them. You know, it's out of my hands. I'm not the one who does any deciding on anything. So, you know, but, yeah, I mean, I'm happy about it because finally there'll be shit to do. You know, like everywhere you go, it's like something to do, like, you know, going bowling or whatever. That's all been shut down for like 2 years now. So,
right.
Some of that shit back. Just being able to get out of the house and do something will be nice. you know, but I'm still going to mask up. I'm not going to fuck around and still try to catch that shit, no way.
Right. Same here, man. Like, I go to a store out here, and I get people looking at me, and they're not wearing masks, and I have a mask on, and they look at me like I'm the stupid one. So I'm just like,
Right. Yeah. Okay, dude. Enjoy your fucking COVID, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, shit's already getting back to normal a bit.
Yeah. I don't get the anti-masking because it's not a big deal to wear a mask. Like, I don't
Right.
wear, like, when I walk my dog outside or something, I don't wear one. If I'm in a store with a bunch of people, I'm wearing a fucking mask up.
Right. Right. I'm the same way. Like, if I'm outdoors, if I'm, like, outdoors or something like that, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, like, straight up have a mask on unless I'm,
Right.
you know, like, at a concert or something that's that close to people.
Right.
But,
you know, totally.
If I'm indoors in a store or something, yeah, I'm going to put my mask on. Fuck it. You don't know who's touching the shit before I touch it.
Right. Right. Well, what do you think? Should we see if we get any comments from people, like what they'd like to? Because I mean, really, we've done movie reviews, we've done the serious thing with the gun shooting thing that I mean,
Right.
that went pretty well, and we just like shooting the shit, or we could do news topics or whatever. I mean,
we can do a mixture
like
of all of them.
We do. Yeah, totally.
We can do a mixture of it all and just random shit each week.
Let's do some random sheets.
Guys.
Great Britain. We got some fans in the UK, right? We should probably piss them off.
Dude, yeah, what did we do to piss you off, Denmark? At least write me, let me know what happened.
Denmark.
Somebody over there. All seven of y'all over there, write me, let me know what wrong. Because I didn't miss y'all enough. Y'all are,
Denmark. Yeah, we never did nothing to hurt Denmark, man. But I'm going to do some research and find out what's shitty about Denmark.
Yeah, we're going to start roasting you guys this episode now. You guys can't come back. You guys are uninvited back. And if you guys are listening to this, fuck off, Denmark. I hope, the vampires in 30 days of 39th? Is Denmark like a little ice town or whatever? Let them attack them or some shit. Fuck
so.
You guys.
Yeah, fuck.
I've never been to Denmark, and I don't know shit about Denmark.
Awesome. Unless you start listening again, then we like you again. Just so you
know. If you
we sell out.
Again, I love you guys. When I get my shirts made up, I will send you guys some. You guys are awesome.
We'll play the Denmark national anthem next time if you guys start listening again.
Right.
Whatever that is. I'm sure I can find it on YouTube.
We'll sure we can find it.
Disney best.
something better than the rest.
Something Denmark. Like a horns in the background or something.
I feel like there's probably a moose pissing somewhere.
Well, there's got to be.
I don't know. I like how we don't know shit about Denmark. I really do not know shit about Denmark, bro. And I'm too lazy to look it up.
I guess they're on the coast is all I know. I think Denmark is kind of like right by Sweden or something. I really don't know.
I was thinking that too, bro. I was kind of thinking they were over there by Sweden somewhere, so at least I was right in the right direction.
Right. It's somewhere over there on the coast, I think.
For all I knew, they were connected to China, man. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, who knows?
Like I said, I'm too stoked and lazy to look shit up about them. So.
Right. I rarely travel more than 5 miles from my own home anyway, so I don't need to know that shit.
Right, bro.
I go to the grocery store, my drug dealer, that's who I talk to. That's about it. As long as I know Everett, like, as long as I know my shitty little city, I'm good. I know where that is.
Since we're making fun of Denmark, should we just put over our new listeners though? And fuck, now I gotta go look up a place our new listeners are from. Somewhere next to Mexico.
Sorry, the show went so haywire, you guys. If you're listening out there, this isn't our best work, but really we are trying to put together a new show, and we're totally open.
Yeah, this is just us floating ideas and fucking around and trying to see what sticks for a second. Yeah. The show really isn't going to be more.
Seriously, this is probably my first day not drinking in like a month. Like, I was going hard after it, so I'm kind of under the weather too, you know?
And I blame him for everything
like
that's going
wrong
in
the
night.
I did a show the other day, and I was trying not to drink that day, and I just felt like shit, so I ended up drinking anyway. Because, you know, it's like what makes you feel bad is what makes you feel great at the same time. It's awful, but that's addiction, I guess, you know, whatever.
So, yeah, I blame him for this, guys. So if anybody listening doesn't like this episode, it's all his fault. Yeah, it's all him. He sat it up. It was his idea.
Yeah, no more, worry about Asian hate. Let's get some Shane hate going. Just get online bullies come find me. Tell me, you fucking podcast suck, dude. All you do is whine about not drinking anymore. You suck. Yeah, but I've been so
I'm sure there will be somebody like that. Like right now, if we had callers, they would be calling in being like, what the fuck, bro? You stop drinking, bro.
You fucking nerd. Loser.
I'm going to play some beer
Don't
for him.
Yeah, Joker. Well, I think that's kind of about the point of it, right? We'd really like some input if you guys have anything that you could add, or in like a week or two, you're just going to hear our new show. We're just going to run with whatever the fuck we want to do. And that's what happens.
Right.
But we're totally like, I mean, personally, I would love to hear from people and say like, oh, I like when you do this, or I don't like when you do that, or what's working, what's not. So when we make the new show, it can be kind of like, you know, better than what we've been doing, you know?
Right. And I am. Exactly. And I agree with all that. So, maybe I'll try to set us up like a little page or something where they can write us in or something.
Yeah. Yeah, totally, man. Do you have a Roasting the World Facebook page just for Roasting the World?
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, like, Roasting the World's still a thing. It's just me and him are going to do, like, a separate, like, under Roasting the World, like, another show. So everybody doesn't think we're just doing this show or anything like that. That's not what's happening.
Right.
You know?
See, what's going on, guys, is I've been thinking about for, like, a while, for the last almost year now, that making it a brand, more or less. So, you know, doing, like, Roasting the World present different things. And this is pretty much what we're doing, guys. I'll still be doing a show with Sherry, which I think we have an episode tomorrow that we're doing. Me and Shane are doing shows. If Shane ever wants to do a show by himself or, you know, wants to do a show with somebody else, he can do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to make it a brand for us to, you know, get shit started with. So, yeah, but if anybody has any ideas out there, man. Right? And if, like you're saying, if anybody has any ideas, write us.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
well, I know below the show there's a little comment section. Just drop a comment and let us know what you think. And we'd appreciate that. It helps us get more listeners, too, when people comment. I imagine it's kind of like Facebook, where, like, if you get likes and comments, you'll go up in the ranks or whatever. Helps us get more listeners.
Right, it probably is like that. The only thing with that one is I don't check those comments as much because I don't get on it as much. But I'll start checking those probably like every other day or, you know, every night or something like that to see what's going on. Maybe we'll even set up like an email for it or, I don't know, bro, maybe get some YouTube shit involved in there somehow. But I don't know, man.
Yeah,
like I said, we got a bunch of ideas, guys. We've been throwing them out there. We've been, you know, talking back and forth, texting back and forth and whatnot. So, yeah, like he's saying, in a couple weeks we'll have something going and everybody be on the lookout for it. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah, we'll have a new show.
And I'm a little stoned, if you can't tell. That's why I'm mumbling on.
No worries, man. Well, you want to wrap this bad boy up, and then we'll reconvene in a week or two and start the new show?
Might as well, bro. All right, let's do it.
I can do it, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Shane? Thank you for coming on, bro.
Don't smoke it. Don't smoke it. It'll ruin your teeth.
We got to end it on that note. All right, guys.
All
everybody
right,
have a good night.
Later. Thanks for listening.
Yes, everybody have a good night.